Sweetest friends, this shiur should be a special schus. The refuas of Matasio Chaim ben Etel, or Tzvi Chaim ben Elena Shendel, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, the Nishmas of Asher Heber, and it's based on the Torah of Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Futner Zatzal. We'd like to explain the words of Moshe to Paro. Derech Shloshes Yamim Nelech. We're just going for 3 days. Why does he have to do this trick? Why doesn't he just say, we're leaving for good? So the way we're going to answer this is in an atypical way. First, we're going to go to the Pnimius, and then we're going to go to the Chitzonius. Usually we go from the Chitzonius to the Pnimius. Now we're going to go from the Pnimius to the Chitzonius. So it says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, chapter 13, verse 17, B'mistarim tifko nafshi b'nei gavo. That in hidden places my soul will cry, "Mipnei Gava." What the Gemara says, what does that mean? "Mipnei Gava." Vosim shal Yisrael shenitin lehem nitin lehem musa'ala. That the gaiva of the Jewish people, the pride of the Jewish people, was taken away from them and given to the Gentiles. And it was explained in the Pachad Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah in Maimer Dalid that the bechia b'mistarim is on those things of Kodesh Yisrael. Shenetlo mehemi machorban, those things of Kodesh Yisrael that were taken with the Churban. Velo dai baze, not enough that they were taken away, this crying, but they were given to the Goyim. And they were not put into storage like the Aron. So not only were we punished that we lost what was our treasures, but there's a special sharpness to the fact that those who hated us were Zoche and these things. So the biur to this chalukah is the klal. Zelu umadze mlo'om mlo'om yematz. When this stands up, this falls. And therefore when the Jewish people sin, they're given over to the Akum. But we have to know that there's one nekuda pnimis that stands above the Zelu Matzeh, and the Umas Olam have no Shlita. And that's the Nekudas Reishis. She'ein Reishis Ela Achas. There's only one Reishis. If it's Sheini La, if it's second, it's not a Reishis. And therefore, the Darga Zu, for this Darga, where there's no Zelu Matzeh, the Goyim, the Akum, cannot reach, they cannot rule. This Koach is expressed in the Aron, which stands in the Nekuda Pnimis Biyoser, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shemimenu, Mimakum Elyon Ze, Mista'afim, Shara Kochot Kulam. From this Nekuda, other kochos sprout. And that means that we find the cheshbon of Eser Kedushos. Zulamala Mizu. 10 Kedushos, one above the next. Ve'al yoyna b'yoyser, ve'al mukudeshes b'yoyser, hu'al lefnayu lefnim. Shisham omed ha'aroni maluchos v'yoser pnima mizeh ein. So the highest, it says in the Mishnah, of the Eser Kedushos is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Higher than that, you're not getting. So that's the Nekudas HaSchola. That's the Nekudas HaReishis. That's the Aron, that's the Luchos, that's the Lefnayu Lefnim. This Kedushas HaReishis has no Zelu Mazeh. This Kedusha Sereshis has no Shilton Nachrim. There the Goyim have no power. And just like this Klal is Noeg Ba'aron, it's also Noeg in the Kochos HaNefesh of Knesset Yisrael. Also in the soul of Knesset Yisrael there's an Akuda Sereshis. V'farteich Zich Dos B'Nefesh. How is this expressed in the Nefesh? The Umas Ha'olam have a shlita not only on the gufos of Yisrael, but they also can be poel, they can be mashpi on the midos, on the anhogos of Bnei Yisrael. Sometimes b'derech she'vayis aravu b'goyim v'yomadu mima'aseim, We mixed in with the Goyim, we learned from their deeds. It's one way. And sometimes in a different way. But they can be sholeit. However, there's an akuda b'nefesh she'ein yad akum yichola lishlot sham. There, the hand of the Goy has no power. There are certain things shemiyachasim le'etzem kedushat nefesh Yisrael b'ashiru Yisrael. Something that relates to the very essence of the soul of the Jew, that you can't be mevatel, despite the golios, despite all the shelton of zarim. L'dugma, imachshav roi tzel umasa'olam mitzurefes l'maaseh. Ve'etzel Yisrael rak machshav atovah mitzurefes l'maaseh. By Akum, their machshav ra is considered like deed. By us, our machshav ra isn't, only machshav atovah. Or, by a Jew, I know since sell it stuck up a shul sheikh and a bani, tzadik gamruhu. But by Akum, what do we say? We say chesed le'umim chatos. Like the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Yudamid Bey Zayin Sham. Meaning, with the whole horrific tochacha, there's an akuda she'ena tochacha ve'agolus mispashetes l'sham. V'anakudos ha'elu hein osim ha'kochol shel etzim shem Yisrael ba'asher hu Yisrael. With the whole tochacha ayuma, the whole horrific tochacha, there are certain nekudos that the tochacha and the galus doesn't spread. And these nekudos are those kochos shel etzem shem Yisrael. Etzem shem Yisrael. Jew is a Jew. That's not touched. Despite the whole vayisarvu vayumadu mimaaseihem, the pitui hagoyim is not going to be motzi mechlal etzem kedushis Yisrael amavdilo min ha'akum. And this atzmius is the nekudas hareishis, is the nefesh. There's a certain atzmius of a Jew that never gets mixed in with foreign powers. We see in Chazal that the Arba Malchios have a shorish and a remez in the Bris Ben Absarim. Like it says, Vine Ema, Gedola, etc. Ema is Bavil. Chashecha, Gedola, and Ophelos, of Chazal Darshan, about the four exiles. And then about the Gula, it says, the Gamas Agoyashev Odu Don Anochi. And that is also referring to the other goyim, but gamis agoya sheavod udan anochi l'rabus shar goyim, including not only Mitzrayim but the other Gentiles as well. So we learn from this that galus Mitzrayim, being the geula, another demon we're being told about galus Mitzrayim and the geula of Mitzrayim. There's a remez to the other malchios as well, the other four kingdoms as well. And that, sweet friends, is because Mitzrayim is the Reishis. That Galus and Gula are the Reishis. And the later Galios are rooted in that Galus. And even that Nekudas HaReishis, that's Mufkas Migalus, that is precluded from Galus, that all the Shiabudim cannot be Poel in this Reishis, nothing can touch this Reishis. It has to be Merumas in it. Where is this Remez? Where is this Remez of the Nekudas HaReishis that can't be touched? So let's see. We sang davening Hamakebev Raso Kol B'chrei Mitzrayim Beyotzei Es Amu Yisrael Mitochem L'Cheirus Olam. He hits with his anger all the b'chores of Mitzrayim, and he takes out his nation, the Jews, Israel, from among them for eternal freedom. So the question is, in the parallel nusach in Tefillah Shachris, it says, Kol b'choreim haragta, uv'chorcha ga'olta. So we see the contrast. Their b'chores, mul your b'chores. B'choreim haragta, uv'chorcha ga'olta. But in Meiriv, we speak about Machas B'choros, B'kesher L'cheirus Olam, eternal freedom. What's the nigud? What's the contrast in Meiriv? But that's exactly what we're saying. Machas B'choros is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maka the Koach HaReishis of Mitzrayim. Reishis Onim B'olei Cham, it says in Tehillim, chapter 78, verse 51. The first power in the tents of Cham, Mitzrayim. U'kenegedzei yitzia l'cheirus olam. Corresponding to this, there is a going out for eternal freedom. What is cheirus olam? Why is it called cheirus olam? Afterwards we went back into Shibud. We had a lot of galuyos after Mitzrayim. The answer is there's one nekuda b'Yisrael shenigala b'Mitzrayim v'shenishara b'cheirus le'olam. Yes, it went into galus in Mitzrayim, but it came out of the galus, it was redeemed, and remained eternally free. That nekudas ha'areshis shebenefesh that can never be subservient, can never be subordinate to a foreign power. And that's the nekudas ha'areshis shebenefesh. That reishis benefesh is not meshubad afpam lumas olam, despite the powerful hand of the foreign powers, and always remains kavua. Machshavara shel Yisrael einena mitzurefes lemaisa, while zo shel akum kein mitzurefes lemaisa. Why? Because this gilui benefesh Yisrael flows from the bechinas hareishis shelo and is never meshubed. And therefore that's the contrast in Meiriv. Hamakeb evrasel kol b'chorei Mitzrayim, Hashem is mevatel their reishis, but as far as reishis shel Yisrael, b'yotzei l'cheirus olam, we are going to be eternally free. In other words, there's an akud in the nefesh of a Jew that can never be subservient, and that's what God took out of Egypt, and will never again go back into galus. U'be'emes, Dotsu Telzich Tesva Vishvi de Pesach. Here is the differentiation between the night of the 15th and the 7th day of Pesach. And this is explicit in the Nusach of Meiriv, Hamaka Bevroso, Kobachre Mitzrayim, Beotzen Zoyzom, Tochem Lecherus Oilam, Hamavir Banav Ben Gizre Yamsuf. So Makabev Rasa Kol B'chorei Mitzrayim was on the night of the 15th. And Hamavir Bonov was on the 7th day of Pesach. And that Yitzia L'cheiris Olam relates Dafka to the night of the 15th. And that's Betz in the parish of the Yerushalmi that they only said Shira on the 7th day of Pesach, because that was the Gemara Geula. Ashira L'Hashem Ki Gamal Alai, because the Geula finished. And this doesn't mean that there was a Maisa Echad of Yitzhiya that started on the 15th and finished the week later. But rather, based on what we explain, what this means is, Bahaschalas Gulasam hi, Shahagiullah Haisa Besach Nakudas Haschalah, Vireshis Shalkanesis Israel. The Aschalas Hagiullah was the Nakuda of Aschalah, the Rashis, that point, that untouchable point in the Jewish soul. That's Hamakabev Raso, etc. Lecheris Olam. That's the against the Bechor of Mitzrayim came out the Bechor, the Rishis Shebenefesh of the Jew. And that's the Geula of Rishis of Bechora. O Be'emes B'leil Tesvav Aysa Gula Rak B'nekuda Zu Shal Aschola. Shalom Be'emes. We were still, it was only the beginning, we were still under the hand of Mitzrayim, even though we left Paran after us, and without an additional Nais of Kriyas Yamsuf, we again would have been under the yoke of the Mitzrim. And dafka because of Leil Tesvav, dafka mitzad that, mitzad Tesvav, we're still in Golos. And dafka, because we are still mishu'abod, we are still subservient, there is a space for the geula of haschala. Shalo baze atzmo shashibud eino soiser legeulas hareshis, hu hu tochna shel cheres olam. And that very fact, that the shibud doesn't contradict the geulas reishis, that's the tochen of cheres olam. The whole tochacha doesn't contradict that nekudas reishis. And only at the time that there's still meshubud, you can recognize the pu'ulas geulas hareishis. In other words, it has to be that we are still somewhat subordinate, somewhat subservient to the mitzrim when we have this geulah of reishis. Why? Because in later times we are also going to be meshubud to other nations, and we are also going to be at the same time redeemed. What is going to be redeemed? That nekudas hareishis. So that's what had to happen in Mitzrayim, which is the source of all redemption. That's the source of our eternal geulas hareishis, that we are leaving, we are now redeemed, that nekudas hareishis shebenefesh, but we're still subservient. The rest of us is still subservient. Just the reishis went out. And that's what happened on Tesvav. The reishis went out, their bechor got knocked off, our bechor, meaning the nekudas hareishis shebenefesh, was redeemed. We were still meshubit to them, we were still subservient to them, because without an additional miracle, we would have gone right back into their servitude. So that is the height of the Cheres Olam. If our bodies would have been completely free, then there would not have been a recognition of the Cheres of the Nekuda Apnimis. So we had to show, no. Our bodies are still somewhat subservient. We need another nais to get out of their servitude. But our Nekudas Hareishis is now free. That's the sea of the mid of Cheres Olam, because now it doesn't matter what they do to us. It doesn't matter even when our bodies are subservient, but we're free. According to the Ramban, Par started running after them right away. In Shmos Yudalid Hay, when he heard that the Jewish people are leaving Beshiro Bedegel, he knew that this is not going to be temporary. And you don't leave in such a way, mitoch shira v'rikud. So he immediately ran after them to be mishabed them anew. And now we can understand that Surah HaPnimis, the inyan of Bakoshas Gimel Yamim, there's no mirma, there's no tachbula, there's a hechreach. Hechreach, in order that we should reveal the geula b'tzuras cheres olam. If power would have let them go out immediately, there wouldn't have been a recognition to this pool of cheres olam, because then our bodies would have been free. But instead, we asked for 3 days, and Paro immediately knew when we went out for 3 days that it wasn't going to be for 3 days. So Paro really never let go. And it had to be that Moshe Rabbeinu made sure that Paro never let go. Because if Paro never lets go, then we can be free and still under their servitude, still enslaved by them. Because now we're free, Tesvav, we're leaving, but Paro right away is running after us. So we're still in danger, so our goof isn't really free. But yet we are free, and that's the Nekuda of Cheres Olam. That's the Nekuda of being free no matter what the external situation is. In other words, we have this geula shebenefesh, we have this freedom in our soul, that the nekudas hareishis, the nekuda pnimis of the Jew, can never ever be enslaved again. And here we have a great recognition to that, because look, on one hand we were free, Leil Tesvav, we're leaving. On the other hand, power right away is running after us. He says, what's going on? And this was accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu saying, we're leaving only for 3 days. Had power just let us out forever, then there would not have been that heker. Because power right away said, hey, you guys said 3 days, and what are you leaving Bashir of Amacha? What are you so happy about? So it must be that you really don't plan to come back, so he runs after them. So in this way, we are externally still enslaved, but internally, tonight and this night, we were free, and that remains with us for all of history. So that is the Derech HaPnimis to explain this, and I am hoping God should give us life, strength, simcha, time, financial means, and hopefully in the next shir we will discuss the Derech Achitzonis, the Havanas Bakoshas, Shloshes Yamim. So, Baruch Hashem, we saw it Neflos B'Torah Hashem, and I hope to continue. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.